our most important task on behalf of the country is to get back to the business of running the country and to addressing the nation's problems. And there needs to be a recognition that federal employees play a key role in making that happen. So with a new Congress, any new Congress, but especially, you know, what we've just come through the past few months, our primary strategy to start with is to encourage those who are elected to put aside the blizzard of politically motivated anti-federal employee rhetoric that we have seen leading up to the elections. Let's put that behind us, acknowledge that these federal employees play key roles in the successful operation of our agencies across the country, things that taxpayers depend on federal employees for every day.
You said something that really struck with me, and that is when you're thinking about the anti-federal government employee rhetoric and emotion that we've been seeing a lot of over the past 6 months to a year. And I wonder if NTEU is in a position where you can work with the new folks who are coming in to the House and Senate and show them what it is that feds do and try to help steer that argument away from the vitriol that we have seen so much of lately. Are you able to do that, or do you have a strategy for that?
Well, I guess time will tell if we are successful, but we absolutely have a strategy and a plan, and more importantly, a commitment. NTU is committed to our longstanding practice of working in a bipartisan manner with members of Congress, and the goal is to ensure that the voices of federal employees are heard on Capitol Hill, that the decisions they are making are based on fact about federal employees and about the agencies, about their missions, and about the critical work federal employees do, and not based on emotion or on fiction or whatever, you know, the inaccurate message of the day is. So NTEU continues to stand willing to work with anyone who is interested in working to support the country's federal workforce.
So what is your big number one agenda item as we enter this new phase?
Well, one of our priority issues continues to be the need for federal agencies to be appropriately funded. They need adequate resources to do their jobs. There has been a lot of talk about cutting federal agency budgets and cutting federal staffing, and our goal continues to be to determine what the agencies need and then ensure that they have the resources and the funding to do that. You know, the cuts that some talk about are offered as ways to reduce federal spending, but the reality is that in many cases, they will just increase the cost to taxpayers, because if there are fewer federal employees doing the work of the agencies, someone needs to do that work. And if it requires the increased use of private contractors, we've been down this road before where there is no accountability by those contractors, and the costs end up being far more than what it would be if accountable federal employees were doing the work. So agency funding and how the work gets done will be a priority for us, continue to be a priority. In addition, of course, you know, we are focused on opposing any efforts that would starve the federal agencies from funding or that would so negatively impact federal employees inappropriately, like freezing pay or hiring or enacting forced or mandatory furloughs, unpaid furloughs of federal employees. We've seen these proposals the last couple of months. And one of our top goals is to do everything we can to ensure that they do not happen.
We're talking with Colleen Kelly. She is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union. And continuing on that theme, you know, as we heard a lot of these proposals about freezing pay and freezing hiring, and particularly when it comes to furloughs, because furloughs are fairly rare in the federal government, my initial thought, cynical person that I am, was, oh, this is just political theater, and once we get past the elections, we're not going to see too much of that anymore. Isn't it just political theater, or is there some real concern there that feds need to keep an eye out on?
Oh, I think there were many who thought it was theater and that it was noise in the system, you know, that could be anticipated leading up to a midterm election. But I have always thought and said that it was much more than that, that it is very real for those who are proposing it, and it needs to be addressed appropriately and seriously. And NTEU's strategy and goal is to make sure that that rhetoric, which some thought it was, don't actually get enacted. So We're taking it very seriously. We are working with those who do value and respect the work of federal employees, and, you know, looking for them to play a leadership role so that they can make sure the facts are on the table in this discussion rather than the fiction that we have heard throughout the last 6 to 8 months in particular.
And already from this administration, the Obama administration, we are getting signs of compromise, willing to work with the new members of the House, willing to work with Mr. Boehner in trying to bridge the divide that has become really pronounced over the past couple of years. Do you see NTEU working to help bridge that gap? Are there any areas where there's room for compromise and room for negotiation?
Well, NTEU, as I said, always has and always will work with anyone who is willing to work with us. A part of that starts by having both parties, whoever that is, being willing to listen to the facts as they exist, to, you know, not just rely on misinformation that has just been swirling around out there. And then when you have the facts, then you can begin the conversation about what, if anything, should be done. And if there is a, you know, a compromise on any issues, what would that be? But it has to be based on facts and not just on, you know, a whirlwind of the results of the election or the rhetoric leading up to the election. I mean, it's time now to, you know, for everybody to take a deep breath, to stop, to listen, and to really deal with what the taxpayers need and want, which is to get our economy back where it needs to be. As well as the deficit, you know, and you don't do either one of those things by targeting federal employee jobs or their pay or benefits. So, you know, NTEU's goals haven't changed. Our determination and commitment to work with anyone who is in a decision-making position, you know, to get the facts out there, we always welcome that opportunity. And I am determined to be in that conversation on behalf of the federal workforce.
What's the very first thing you do? What's your next step?
To build relationships that with new members of Congress and to reestablish relationships with those who are in new positions, especially focused on federal employee issues, whether they are about committees or, you know, just those members of Congress who really don't know much about federal employees. And the fact is there are federal employees in every district, in every state across this country. This isn't about one or two congressional representatives who have a workforce, you know, who is counting on them to ensure that the right thing is done by them and for them. This is every member of Congress. And for some, I'm not so sure that they yet have the facts about that workforce and how important it is that they are valued and respected and that their voices are heard.